It says, blessed are they that dwell in the house of God, that dwell in thy house. They will be still praising thee. Blessed are they that dwell in thy house. They will be still praising thee. Now go to verse number 7. It says, they go from strength to strength. Every one of them in Zion appeared before God. Now, from this scripture, we understand that they that dwell in the house of the Lord are blessed. Alright? From the first verse, we got to understand that. If you dwell in the house of the Lord, you are blessed. Now, it goes further in verse number 7. It says, they grow from strength to strength, meaning they make progress. Alright? They make progress. And this progress continues forever. It's something that is like is a path that they maintain all the days of their life. So it says, they grow from strength to strength. And this path is something, please stay with me, that they continue forever. Because it makes us to understand that every one of them in Zion appeareth before God. So these people are not the kind of people that start, then stop and walk away. He said, no, they continue. And the beautiful thing right now is that you agree with me that this scripture is true. As you're sitting down there, I can tell that you agree with me. Why? Because I know that you want to serve the Lord. Not just that you want to serve Him, you want to do it all the days of your life. And while you are doing it, you want to ensure that you are growing and enjoying Christianity. So I can say for certain that that you agree with the scripture because this is what you want to do. Glory be to God. But the question that you are posing in your heart right now, the question you are asking yourself right now is, how? How? How do people continue on this path all the days of their life? How do they get to do it? You know, from time to time, or let me say all the time, you look around and then you see people that has been on this path for a very long time. They will tell you, I've been a Christian since I was a child. And they're still on that path. And if you see there, you can tell that their zeal for the Lord is great. And they tell you categorically with confidence that I am enjoying this Christianity. Come on, let's even take a practical case. Take a look at our pastor. He has been on this path like forever. He tells us the stories now. Remember when I started in my parlor? It was just me and two persons. And we are all here today. Three locations. So we can tell that it has been for a long time. And not just that, he always makes us to understand that this is something he loves doing. And Christianity is something that he has been enjoying. Pastor will tell you, don't give me any other thing else. So this work, I like it. I'm enjoying my Christianity. So you see all of this, and you are saying, and you are asking yourself, how are these people doing this thing? We are Christians, oh. But how is it that this person has been on this path for 40 years? Ah, kilo day, 40 years, that's something huge now. That's great. In fact, if you even look at your Bible, it's almost the worst though. If you look at the New Testament, you will see people like Paul. You will see people like Peter then. When you look at Paul, from the time Jesus called Paul, the guy started flying, he literally started running. Receive Jesus. Oh yeah, he's scattering everywhere. He's preaching, he's healing the sick. And he maintained that path till the very end. He never ever turned from that path, not once. He stayed there forever. Church, are you still with me? Please stay with me. What I'm sharing today is very powerful. And these guys, and when you read your Bible, you're like, this person is a Christian like me now. See Peter, see Paul, see what they did. They're like, these people were here forever. How did they do this thing? How are they doing it? How did they get to this point that they maintained this road? They didn't ever shift from the left or to the right. They were always there. Now, truthfully, the key is actually something very simple. It's not complicated at all. You are waiting for me to drop one very heavy key. No, it's actually something very simple. All it requires is for you to totally abide. Seriously. All you need to be on this path all the days of your life, to enjoy Christianity and grow, is to abide totally. Right now, somebody is sitting there and saying, wait, all this is your long story. That's the key. Is that all? Yes, so that's all. That's the key. But, Chilingu, wait. Calm down. Wait. Let me finish my message so that two of us will be on the same path. On this matter of abiding totally, you, sir. You not be on point A, me, I'm on point B. So just wait. Just hold on. You know these people out there in the world that usually like having more than one girlfriend, they will have A, B, and C. A is tall, partially fine, and knows how to cook. B is tall, not really fine, but knows how to cook also. C is fine, knows how to cook, but does not have manners. While I've started. Now, Oku wants to marry, he cannot marry. Because confusion has finished the head. If I go to A, something is missing. If I go to B, something is missing. If I go to C, something is missing. We all know how the story used to end. 45, I'm a bachelor. We know. We are still searching. We are praying to the Lord. Why? Because he's divided. Are you with me? He's divided among the three. So there is no way. That kind of relationship, it never ends well. He won't make any progress. Marriage can never happen. All the sisters will most likely find their way. But uncle, at 45 or 50, is holding the placard. I am single and searching. At that point, all the sisters, most likely some. We don't know who you are searching for because the way I'm seeing you, your path is near the end. And me, my path is at the beginning. So we are on different paths. So when you look at this matter, you can tell from this that any form of oscillation in your walk with the Lord, it won't make sense. It won't work. If you're oscillating in your path, one leg in, one leg out, 50% Christ, 50% outside. Voila, I started. It won't work. No, it won't work. You have to totally give yourself to this matter. It has to be the whole of you. You have to abide in him totally. There is no 80% in the church. 20% belong to them. You all know what I'm talking about. Let's not divide them. Leave the matter in your mind. Finish it up. You are free to complete my message there. We all know. Now, please, let's go to the scripture here to expand this truth. Please, take us to the book of John. So that you understand that I'm not trying to make this thing up. John chapter number 6 from verse number 66. Look at it. He said, from that time, many of his disciples went back and walked with him no more. Please. Then Jesus said to the 12, do you also want to go away? He's asking them a question. But Simon Peter answered him, Lord, to whom shall we go? Who did they? He asked him a question. We all know why he asked them that question. If we go back, I don't want to bother you with that story. He came down to the point when I said, everybody has gone. If you are still here, you will not go. I told you to be angry. Peter just quickly, like, he didn't even try. From this question, you can tell, like, what is working on the inside of him. All right? He said, to whom shall we go? Like, I am confused right now. Who do you want to send me to? It's only Janet I have as a girlfriend. Why are you not asking me if I will marry Janet? I don't understand. Who am I supposed to marry? Cecilia? I don't know any other person, no. So, that was what the guy was trying to say. Like, to whom? The question gives everything away. He's saying, I have burnt all the bridges. No, I don't know any other master. Everything is here. Everything, like my all, is inside you. So, I can't. So, when you say whom, the first thing I have to think is, whom will I go to? Because there's no other person. There's no person else. There's no other person. It's just you. He said, I've given you my whole life. Uncle, you don't understand. I've given you my whole life now. Like, everything is with you. Now, when I talk about your whole life, what do I mean? Basically, the component of a person, your life, constitutes of your skills, your time, or let me start from your time, sorry. Your time, your skill, and your finances. We all understand finances, eh? Your money. Don't worry, sir, you don't pretend as if you don't understand when it gets to that point. Your money. Ego, the Igbo people. Basically, and the other part, I don't know where to classify inside, your phone. Sorry, they did not have phone then, but now we have phone. Most of you, your life and your phone, they are one. So I have to add it to the equation. I don't know where to put it inside the three. So basically, your time, your skill, your money, and your phone. So the guy is saying, I've given you everything. Now, if we talk about your time, can you sit here and tell me that Jesus, my time belongs to you? Be truthful in your heart. You know now, Sunday in, Sunday out. Me and Jesus, we are together on Sunday. Next time we'll meet again, another Sunday again. Some of you have managed to add on Wednesday. Glory be to God. So there's a Sunday in, there's a Wednesday in between. At least you're not the Sunday out people. So we have classes. The Sunday out, the Sunday and Wednesday, and the major people. And then you tell yourself, that's my own category. But let me be real with you. Truthfully, you have tried. And no jokes. That's part of your time. Seriously, that's part of your time. You could choose to be anywhere else today. Alright? You could choose to be in your house, watching movie. We know those people that wash clothes all on Sunday morning. That's the perfect timing. Say no more. Sister, I'm washing my clothes. Saturday, no, it won't happen on Sunday morning. You know, so you have tried. Those of you that are not even added Wednesday, I give you kudos. Like, thumbs up for you. You have done very well. So, from my heart, now I'm not joking, I'm serious. You have tried. See, I'm serious, I'm very serious. Like, you have tried. Like, you have really, really tried. And seriously, you have. But the truth is, it won't cut it. It won't cut it. No. It won't bring about the what you want to see in your life, the kind of work you are expecting. This forever thing we are talking about, growing and enjoying Christianity, it won't do it like that. It won't. The only way is that it has to be all of your time. As you live here on Sunday, you're supposed to continue with him on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, till you come back again on Sunday. So you know what will happen? Instead of deciding to watch five-season movies. Eh? We know. All of you that are smiling, God is catching people. Or to spend half of your time gisting your friend, you can convert that time and give it to him. You can convert that time during the week reading the Bible. Please, I did not say you should not watch movies at all. Because no, don't come and say what I did not say. And I say this pastor is something else. No. You can convert that time to reading your Bible, praying, listening to messages. We always tell you people after the service that the messages are out there and they're even for free. Maybe Pastor Leslie, maybe they have to start paying, no. See? It's even for free. Free. Can you imagine? Free, oh. Ah, we are great guys in this church. Don't try it. Something guys to make money, we are giving it for you for free. Even for this one, Jesus has given us park market in heaven. If you arrive, only you will tell why you did not grow. Me, I will not be there. But truthfully, you can use it to do all these things. Christian novels, a lot, they're out there. So that would be you giving him your time. The whole of your time. It doesn't just have to stop here. After today's service now, oh, voila, it has finished. You will close the Bible, lock it somewhere. Ah, unfortunately, we don't wish to bring back. Okay, it is well. You will just continue and you'll go like that. And you're going to continue your life like that. On the next time, remember that there is Jesus. It's on Sunday morning again. Most likely when Pastor Les call your phone. No. It's also be all of your time. If we won't go back to, we are still there. If we look at the life of Peter, you can tell that this guy was always with Jesus. Always, oh, they were always together. Eh? They will eat together, stay together. Anywhere Jesus is, that's where you find Peter. If Jesus is here, Peter is there. Come on, that's concentrated time now. Let's be real. That's concentrated time. How can that person get missing? It's not possible. He will not start and stop. How? There is nothing else. He doesn't know any other thing else. Do you understand? His mind is wired in that direction. So if we're looking at this guy that asked this question, do you understand why he asked this question? Why rather he answered him like that? He was always with him. He was always there. His whole time was given to Jesus. Everything. He didn't keep some. Some will be for Jesus. The other part for the Pharisees. No. That's Rabbi. That Pharisee. The way he used to expand this law sometimes, I used to like it. Let me go and visit him. There was nothing like that. It was straightforward business. Me and you all the way. From the day he called him. It was always like that. He spent that concentrated time with Jesus. Praise the Lord. So he was always, always, always with him. So if you look at that, you will agree with me. That this is the way. We are looking at the life of these guys. You know, I used them as an example. So I called Peter and I called Paul. You can mention any other believers. All of them during that time. Their time was totally given to the Lord. For real, it was totally given to the Lord. Now, if you come down to your skills, come on. Most of us have special skills. That skill ought to be for the Lord. Real. This same guy, Peter, one day, they told Jesus that it's time for them to pay tax. What did Jesus do? He didn't call John. He called Peter and said, come. Go to the river. Please, go to the river, go and fish. When you bring out the fish, the first one, you can open the mouth, there is money inside, use it to come and pay tax. Because Peter had the skill of fishing. And who did he offer it to? He offered it to Jesus. He offered it up to him. Do you understand? These guys were buried inside this matter. Inside. So you are here. You can drum. You're supposed to actually be drumming. See, when I grew up, when I was growing up, rather like my son, anything that is thick is converted into sound. Don't let it catch your combo. Anything precious to you, if it catches it and it has any pointed edge, anything that can produce sound by mistake, that thing is finished in my house. So we know that everything like comb, spoon, just go and keep them somewhere. Before you come back, mommy, sorry, I've spot your comb. I was drumming. So you say to yourself, I have these skills. They ought to be for the Lord. I can drum. I can sing. Then why are you not singing in the choir? Why is he sitting down there looking at me? That skill ought to be for the Lord. Some of you are technical grooms, and you know, you are very good in this matter. Then you should be with my beautiful people back there at the back. Any skill that you know that you have, any special skill you have, ought to be offered up to the Lord. You're supposed to give it to him. Now, I'm about to look for trouble. Your money. Somebody say, praise the Lord. No, this is the part where all of us used to turn. But I don't even understand why it's hard though. Who even gave you the money in the first place? I don't understand you guys though. No, it's not what pastor. You are beautiful people. But really, I don't even understand this when it's hard. I cannot pay my tithe, I cannot pay my offering. I can pay 1 month and skip the other month. Is Jesus keeping his blessings for you? Don't worry, let me not enter that part of money. Let me look as if I came to fix finances. That's not what I'm here for. Let me stay on the course. But for real, your money is part of your life. We should not be preaching about you giving to the Lord. We will not announce it 100 times. You should know that my money is for him. So we are not supposed to be dragging you, or anybody should be trying to preach to you and explain the Greek and Hebrew behind tithing and giving, or giving to a project, giving your offerings. It ought not to be so. You remember also in the Bible that Paul told them, he said, if you are stealing, he said, stop stealing. He said, go and walk. Why? Come on, church now. He says so that you can what? Wake up, oh, shout it. Your mind is judging you as you're shouting. Shout it so that you can what? Say so that you can give. He says so that you can eat. Aha. He that gives it to the sower. Gives what also? He combined these two together. Paul told them. He said, if you are stealing, he said, stop stealing. He said, go and walk. So you can have to give. So that part of your life cannot be missing. So that part also can be available for the Lord. Because it ought to be. That's part of what makes you a person. That's part of your life. So he said, go and walk so that you can have to advance the kingdom. You can have to give. We did Father's Man projects just now. If you don't have, there's no way you can give to that matter. He said, I love to help less privileged people. Now, I don't have any money to give. Paul told them, go and walk. Because this thing is connected to the name of Christ. So anything that has to do with the kingdom that is named with Christ, your money is supposed to be there. You should be expanding the kingdom with your finances. There is no need for us to announce a project and then we are trying to get the church to respond. No, that's abnormal. The normal way is that they will bring and bring, like the Old Testament, and the priest will say, Telugu, it's okay. The house is too full. Don't worry. We have more than enough to execute this project. That's the church that has balanced. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. That's the church that is balanced. That's the church that has gotten the idea of this matter. Praise the Lord. They've totally come to understand that everything I am belongs to him. You know, I said, your phone is the part I don't know where to put inside, but But we still have to talk about it. Truthfully. Because it's what most of us spend 80% of our time on. Real, for real. What kind of music do you give your ears to? You see all these things I'm pointing out that look as if they are little. That's the whole of you. What kind of music do you give your ears to? Can you say to me that they are all gospel musics? Some people will now smile and say, Pastor, wait now. No, it's not like that. All. You use the word, though, all. We used to do it 50-50. Jesus will take some part of the gig. The other guys will take some part of the gig. And all of us are doing well together. No. Really, it looks hard. No. It ought not to be so. Truthfully, it ought not to be so. Now, some of you right now are saying, this thing looks as if it's hard. But it's not hard. It's not. It can't be partial. It cannot be. No. It has to be 100%. 100%. You can't. There's no way out. Can you imagine somebody like Peter or Paul having those songs? You know it's not Rina or Pastor. If in your mind you know that Pastor does not have this kind of music in the phone, then why should he have it in your phone? And you are looking at his work, you are admiring it, you say you like it. You are seeing these people that you are admiring, even in the church, this brother, this sister, they are so fervent, they are growing. That's how they are doing it. There's nothing partial. There's nothing like, let me still listen to this music small, listen to it. No, everything is Christ. Everything. My ears are given to him. So if that song does not glorify Jesus, if that song is not drawing me to Jesus, if that song is not in the line, I'm not going to listen to it. No. If it's not in that line, I'm not going to listen to it. If it's going to take me away off from this path, no, I'm not going to give my ears to it. I won't do that. Because this is what this is what it means. It has to be total. It has to be all. Now, take your Bible to the book of Matthew chapter number 6. Matthew chapter number 6 verse 22. Look at what the Bible says. The light of the body is the eye. If therefore thy eyes be single. Did you see that? Thy whole body shall be full of light. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. I like that. Hallelujah. I didn't say it. He said, if your eyes be single, listen, straight gaze, you are not turning the head from the left or to the right. No. See, if your eyes be single, if thine eyes be single, thy whole body will be full of light. Tell me where darkness is going to come from. And if there is no darkness, then tell me how you're not going to be on this path forever. Come on, somebody should be putting his hand together for Jesus. Tell me how. There's no way. If there's no darkness, how can you now be away? If it is light all the way, because your eyes are single, you are focused. It's all of me. It's my skill. It's my money. It's my time. Everything goes to him. He said, there can't be darkness anywhere. Who will find you? You'll be 82, you will be on this path. 90, you will be on this path. Not just on this path, you'll be blazing. You'll be on fire for the Lord. You will see yourself do things there that you need. If they've told you when you started this work that you'll be able to do this, and you say it's a lie. I'm not joking. You see yourself do great things. Heal the sick. It's become a normal thing. It's not for the pastor. It's not an anointing that is reserved for the pastor. No. No. He didn't say it. He said, those that believe in me. He didn't say the pastors. He said, they will cast out demons. He said, if they believe in me. He didn't say pastors. All of us. So if your eyes be single, he said, your whole body will be full of light. You won't go anywhere. I'm telling you, I wish we used to bet. I would say bet money at 90 when you are close to checking out. Come and find me. I'm here. Let me see where you will be. You will still be here, standing strong. Eh? Now I can see your feet planted, so strong, so rooted, so full of life, so full. That's what you see. Let me tell you what happened to me one day at work. This happened some time ago, not too long ago. I got to work one day, and as my custom is, I brought out my Bible to read after attending to my duties. There was nothing else we were doing at that particular time. So when I got to the place where I wanted to read the Bible, the television was on, and they were showing one movie, and the movie looked interesting, and my Bible was there. You are pitying me right now, right?
Yeah.
And then I looked at the movie. Ha! Say, this thing is interesting, no? I looked at my Bible. Chai! I need to read my Bible. And then I decided to play smart. I said, okay, this is what we will do. I will lower the volume. Eh? But I'll be hearing it small, small. Then I'll be reading my Bible. So, and I turned away, so that it's just the voice I'll be hearing. But when I hear the part, it's as if I'm not following the girl. And I turn, I look small. Okay, that's where they are. And I turned and continued. This thing is true. It has to be single. Your eyes have to be single. Stay with me, oh. I'm still on the story. And then I started. Only me found out after a while that I've been reading one line more than 10 times. Ha! I say, Sister Faith, it is okay. This thing will not work. I just carry the remote, switched off the television, arranged myself. Oh yeah, I started reading my Bible. That was the only time I succeeded. Church, are you with me? I found out. Wait. All of you are calling me bad person in your mind. See them all. Okay, you think God used to do before, not used to do us? Can you imagine? Eh? Think that not used to delete those things? No. The only difference is that we fight. I could choose to do this, so Jesus will not kill me. We fight. It's what I want. Alright? So, yes, let's come back here. You see that I had to give it all before that matter could work. If I continued like that, hear me now, this will be the problem. I won't enjoy the movie. I will not read my Bible. You remember that those people we started with, those men. That's what will happen. So guess what? I will end up losing. I will not have achieved my goal. Did you see that? This one will not work, this one will not work. Nothing can work if it's partial. It has to be total. You have to really totally abide in Christ. Please, church, I trust this message is changing you and transforming your heart, right? You're examining yourself and you're seeing where you are currently with Christ. And you're telling yourself the next step you need to take, right? Which part of me have I not really submitted to him? Which part of me is not abiding in him right now? You have to bring everything into the box. You can't leave anyone out of the box. Alright? You have to bring everything in. Everything. Everything has to be inside the box. Even your phone will not charge if it's having partial contact. We know now. It won't charge. You plug your phone 1 hour, you will come back and find that the thing is still there. Why? It has to be full. It has to be full current. The contact cannot be partial. Once it's partial, the phone does not charge. Come on. This life that you're admiring, the only way to go about it, the only way for you to really enjoy Christianity, grow and be here forever, is that you have to abide totally. So hear this now. Hear me now. The only way to abide forever is to abide totally. Did you hear that? If you didn't write anything, you have to write that down. The only way to abide forever is to abide totally. There's no way else. There's no other way. So, I'm assuring you today, I'm giving you this guarantee that if you choose today to give him everything, your whole self to him, that you will enjoy this Christianity, you will grow, and you will be here forever. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I've delivered my message that they sent me to come and deliver. Did you not hear it? Can you not summarize it? The only way to abide forever is to abide totally. Class, say after me. The only way to abide forever is to abide totally. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, Lord, we bless your name. Kazuze veton maniata. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Father, we exalt you. Oh, come on, right now, I want you to pray. In 1 minute, say, Lord, I choose to abide in you totally. No more partial contact in my walk with you. No more partial contact, Lord. Father, I choose to abide with you totally. Oh, kasuze jedo varina manaha. Li penedona, le suze kadina do verina mandoza. In kaza do venede, reto palazia to venedine tola hiata. Rika pala domo shana moho. Resuze vedina talina maha. Church, I really want you to pray right now. Say, Lord, I choose today to abide in you totally. Ala si vetele mehe. Enika pala doma, whatever I've been withholding from you, Lord, I give it to you today. I give it to you today. My time, my money, my skill, Lord, my phone, everything, Lord, is for you now. From this moment, from this day henceforth, Lord, I give all to you. Lord, I give all to you. No more partial service, no. Now I can see that it won't cut it. I can see that it will not help me. La subeteni eko manadaha. Redo venedo moshati kenedoza. Leziza vato peneke. Riko palu manaha. Ina sike televedehe. Rata panoza. Lezune edeski. Lord, my desire is to see my children be on this path forever. I want to see us, Lord, as the people be on this path forever. The Lord wants to welcome you in eternity and say, well done, good and faithful servant. That's what he desires. No, that's what he's after. He wants to give you that crown. He wants to give you that crown. Now he has shown you the way. I want you to say, Lord, I give you all. Lord, I choose to abide in you totally. I'm not going to withhold anything from you no more. I'm not going to withhold anything from you. Come on, the songwriter said, he said, withholding nothing. Lord, I withhold nothing from you. Father, I give you my time. Lord, I give you my skill. Lasako pele demaha. Resia tove nemahona. Intala kune mehe. Ene temaniata. Lord, I am totally planted in you. Lord, I choose to be here true and true. Lord, I choose to be here true and true. In the name of Jesus. Lasia fataniata. Rekopenina maha. Inno kata. I don't care people calling me a Christian. profundities. I don't care what my friends are going to say. I don't care what they're going to say about me at work. I don't care what my neighbors are going to say. Lord Jesus, I put everything into the box. Oh, Satabanakata. Lord, I put everything into the box. Come on, church, I need you to pray. Hey, Ketenetenete, Rika Paladaha. Ah, Matomoto, Lekepelete Mosata, Inasuze Katinaha, Lesubetaina, Nakata, Nakata, Netepenekomanaho, Itapana. I want to enjoy this Christianity. Lord, I want to grow. I want to enjoy it. I want to enjoy it. I'm seeing people enjoying it. I don't want to be left alone. I don't want to be left out, my Father. Ah, Kaslata, Letomanoza. My time cannot be too precious to give to you anymore. Oh no, Lord. No, Father. My time cannot be too precious. It is all yours, Jesus. Ah, setekete belekete. Rusiata batoza. Lukwemetene kona. Nasike. Nasike. Azida tomanaha. Rikomodoza. Enetene ketoza. All the things that people giving myself to, they've not even been yielding me anything. Come on. They've not been yielding me anything. It has just been giving me undue stress. Undue pain, Lord. Pain, Lord, I've been stressing my life. I've been giving myself to things that are unproductive, things that are not working. Lord, today I give my all to you. I choose that my whole life becomes your Father. I offer myself totally to you in the name of Jesus. This is not one message I'm going to lock up in the box. No, I'm going home to walk this walk. I'm going home to walk out this truth. I'm going home to walk out this truth. I'm going to sit down and look at my life and any area, Lord, that is away from you. I choose to give it to you. I choose to give it to you. I choose to give it to you. I choose to surrender it to you. Oh, Kasatabaha, let them in the Ketehe, Rikatadadadata, in Paladona, any area I'll be giving you some percentage. Lord, I choose for it to be 100%. I choose for it to be 100%. In the name of Jesus, Masikova, Retopenekete, Ratabanada. In Namaha, yes, not my own. Yes, not my own. This matters to the end. This matters to the end. I'm taking this work to the very end. Ah, Makata, I'm not going to be found out there anymore. No, Lord. No, Father. Ah, Mata, I choose to abide. I choose to abide totally. I choose to abide totally. In the name of Jesus, today and forever. Today and forever. In the Setova, Riko Penika, Netoma no Mosonomoho. Ezizebete, Rakapala no Mosonomoho. Ezuse Penekona. Ah, Mandaniata. Oh, the Sikodo. Sado Venebehe. Rakapana Kata. Resete. Ah, Katoza. Yes, church, I can see you. Yes, church, I can see you giving your all. Yes. Ah, come on, the Lord is releasing grace upon you right now. La siya vada, ene tene mende kona, ina dama domo sota, ezuze benehe. He wants you to enjoy him. Now he has shown you the way. This is what he's interested in. Ah, la satu bene, reka bene kuna maha. Oh, kese toba niya maha. Oh, mateno uza. Oh, kia tomo sota moho. Oh, lesiza vada. Oh, Lord, we praise you. Oh, Father, we thank you. Oh, Father, we thank you. Yes, Lord, as a church, we give you our all. Yes, we totally abide in you. Oh, thank you, Father. Oh, glory be to your name. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Father. Inna zunavaha. Yes, I pray for you that the Lord shall keep you on this path forever. In the name of Jesus, the Lord will help you. The Lord will help you. This decision you have made today,
The Lord will help you to keep it. In the name of Jesus. Yes, you will not find yourself outside of Him. You will maintain this path forever. Yes, His grace will keep you. 20 years from now, you will look back, you will find yourself still on the path, strong and growing in the name of Jesus. And the end for you shall be, come on, somebody hear this and claim this now. The end for you shall be good and faithful servant. Good and faithful servant. Enter into my rest in the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. Come on, church, I want you to glorify the name of God.